item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1774, Rubino Sea Chase LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this one was in my vast area, and it, as I saw it, it was really addressing two different conditions that were had been imposed upon the subdivision, and I will address those two conditions separately. So with that, concerning conditional use 1774, Mr. Chairman, I recommend denial of Rubino Sea Chase LLC's request to modify or delete condition number 6 of ordinance number 1455 for conditional use number 1379. And at the same time, I'm going to be granting or recommending approval of the applicant's request to delete condition number 7 of ordinance number 1455 of conditional use number 1379. And first, sir, I'll address conditional number 7. And my reasons for denial include that condition 6 of the original ordinance stated, and I quote, the applicant will construct the clubhouse and pool by completion of 24 units, unquote. This was not done. There was no satisfactory explanation given as to why the clubhouse was not built. Second, the community building adjacent to the pool was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission during the public hearing and was included in the original preliminary site plan. Information about such a building was also provided in sales marketing materials prepared by the developer and represented by the developer to residents at the time they purchased their homes within the community. Three, parking spaces were provided for the pool and community or clubhouse building as shown on the preliminary site plan. No parking spaces were constructed. The president of the current condominium board of directors has stated that a prior board did not object to the removal of the parking. However, some parking is necessary for this area, and it was proposed and shown on the preliminary site plan by the applicant. Some parking should be constructed. Four, according to the applicant's engineer at the January 24th, 2008 Planning and Zoning Public Hearing, there was an area of approximately 3,200 square feet between the housing units and the pool area, which is where the clubhouse was originally scheduled to be built. Instead of the clubhouse having been built as originally approved in the above referenced area, the applicant built a small storage building next to the pool for a well and pump for the irrigation system and a fenced propane service area. Neither of these were noted on any site plans approved by the commission or planning and zoning staff. There are other areas in the project where the propane service area, well and pump can be relocated. The open area of approximately 3,200 square feet located next to the pool is more than adequate to build the previously approved 1,280 square foot clubhouse and 5 parking spaces. The clubhouse should contain restrooms for the safety and convenience of the residents while using this facility in the pool. Five, I recommend that the County Council require that the applicant submit to the Planning and Zoning Commission a revised final site plan showing the location and size of a proposed community building with a specific time period for providing this information. I also recommend that the revised final site plan show where sufficient proposed parking for the pool will be located and specify a date for the completion of construction of the community building and the parking spaces needed to serve it. Furthermore, I recommend that the revised final site plan show where the fenced propane service area will be relocated. Secondly, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of Rubino Sea Chase LLC application to delete or modify only condition number 7 imposed in ordinance number 1455 for conditional use number 1379 based upon the record and for the following reasons. Condition 7 of the ordinance stated, and I quote, the development will utilize a combined entrance to Sea Chase 1 and Sea Chase 2 for ingress and egress to County Road 274, unquote. This condition requiring the closure of an entrance should be deleted since DelDOT has no longer objects to the second entrance. The second entrance to Sea Chase as built does not present any traffic hazards. On the contrary, it enhances safe vehicular travel to and from the development. That's my motion.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of Urbino's Sea Chase LLC's request to delete or modify condition number 6 of ordinance 1455 for conditional use number 1379 and approval of the applicant's request to delete condition 7 of ordinance 1455 for conditional use number 1379 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next